Glad to be here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Thank the Lord for what He means to me.
Right.
Man, she got to singing, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, there ain't nothing better, is there? Nothing better. Man, I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
Man, I'm glad I got to thinking about that song the youth group was singing. And boy, I'm glad I'm saved. And man, I'm glad my sins is forgiven.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I'm glad I don't have to go to hell.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad He walks with me.
Yes.
Man, I'm glad He talks with
oh,
me.
Yeah.
Man, He's a good Savior, ain't He?
Yeah.
Man, thank the Lord. I tell you what, I don't even know what I'm going to do tonight. Man, I felt like the Lord put this message on my heart. And man, I guess I'll just try to give it to you. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm probably just going to preach out on one verse, but I'm going to read several here because I like them real good. And it's real good reading. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51. The Bible says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall we be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord God in heaven, God, we come to you, Lord, one more time, Lord. Lord, thanking you, Lord, for the day. Lord, thanking you, God, for being so good to us. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for our church. Lord, thank you, God, for forgiving us, Lord, of our sins. Lord, thank you, Lord, for helping us. Lord, thank you, Lord, Lord, for forgiveness, Lord, where I've messed up so many times, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, for helping us, Lord. I thank you, God, for just being God, Lord. And I pray tonight, Lord, you know, Lord, what I am, Lord, just a man, Lord. Lord, I know, Lord, I can't do nothing on my own, Lord, and I'm going to fully rely on you tonight, Lord. And I pray, God, that you just fill me up, Lord. Fill me with your word. God, fill me with your spirit. God, help us tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, I not say anything out of the way. God, I pray, Lord, I'm not a stumbling block. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you help our church. God, I pray, Lord, you help me. Lord, help us, Lord, to be exactly what we need to be. And we thank you again for all you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. And man, I got to reading this scripture, and man, I really like it, honestly. I mean, he starts talking about a mystery, and he starts talking about in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump will sound, and the trumpet of God will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. But boy, I tell you what, that makes me real happy. And I got looking down here in verse 57, it said, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And I thought, man, it's all God. The victory's in Jesus Christ. But the last verse I got to studying on and reading, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And I got to thinking about this verse, and I got to reading it, and man, it's real good. He says, "My beloved brethren." I mean, he's talking to the church. He's talking to us. "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding." And I thought, man, why would he be telling the church this? Why would he be telling his brothers this? And I tell you why. Because some people want to quit sometimes. And I got to thinking about quitting is what I got to thinking about. And I got to thinking about people in general. I'm in the flesh too. And I tell you what, you're in the flesh too. And I tell you what happens. You'll talk to somebody and they'll get a new job. It's the best job they ever had. Best thing that ever happened to them. Tell you what, you talk to them a year later and it's the worst job they ever had. They hate it. The boss is mean. Everybody's mean to them. And I thought, man, it's the same thing. The job, I mean, sports, people the same way. Man, they love it. And then you go on in it a while and I tell you what, and they want to quit.
Right.
Same thing with hobbies.
Yep. Right.
Man, people will start fishing and hunting. Best thing they ever did. They'll do it for years. And you know what will happen? Eventually, you'll talk to them, say, don't you deer hunt all the time? I got tired of it. I tell you what will happen if we ain't real careful. Hey, we'll get in this thing, and I tell you what, we'll get in the church, and I tell you what, people will love it to death. Man, you'll see people come into Amazing Grace, best church they've ever been in. I tell you what, 6 months later, you couldn't hire a private investigator to find them. They've done quit. And I thought, man, if we ain't real careful, you know what will happen to Matt Garrett? Man, I tell you what, things will come my way. I tell you what, people will say something to me. I tell you what, somebody will look at me funny. And the next thing you know, I want to quit. If the Lord would help me, I want to look at some people in the Bible. Different people. That maybe wanted to quit. Or maybe somebody told them to quit.
Yeah. Yeah, hallelujah.
I got to thinking about Job.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Bless.
I got to thinking about Job. And I tell you what happened to Job. First of all, the devil came along. And I tell you what will happen if we ain't real careful. The devil will come along. I tell you what, he's the prince and the power of this air. I tell you what, he's got some rule on this earth. And I tell you what, if we don't stay rooted and grounded, and like he told us to be right here, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, I tell you what will happen. The devil will come along. And I tell you what, he'll start whispering in that ear. And he'll say, it ain't what it used to be, is it? Well, that preacher, he don't preach as good as he used to. Boy, Sunday school, Josh, just ain't what it used to be. Man, I just don't enjoy church like I used to enjoy it. Man, I tell you what, the devil will say, you ought to just quit. I tell you what, you'd be better off sitting at the house than you would be down at that place listening to that. Well, I tell you what, he'll come along, and I tell you what, he'll put distractions in your way, and I tell you what, the next thing you know, you've done quit.
Go ahead.
Man, I got to thinking, I don't like the devil. Man, the Bible tells us to be careful for his snares and his traps. Man, he knows what you like. He knows what I like. I'll tell you what, he'll paint a pretty picture and put it right in front of you.
Yes.
Next thing you know, you're out of church.
Yes.
Next thing you know, you'll quit going on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Next thing is Sunday nights.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my. Praise God. Preach.
I got to thinking, man, the devil, he'll make you want to quit.
Yeah, brother. Yes, brother.
I got to thinking about Job's wife. Man, all that bad stuff started happening.
Yeah, preacher.
And boy, I tell you what, I thank the Lord for my good wife. Because there's been a time or two when I said, when I was ready to give up, she said, you know, you can't do that. I thank the Lord for a good church, man. There's been a time or two when I've been ready to quit. Man, I've been ready to throw in the towel. And man, I'll come in and I'll sit down right here and I'll think, man, this is the last time. This is it. And man, somebody will get up and sing a song. And I'll tell you what, all glory will fall. And I'll tell you what, and it'll just charge my batteries. And man, sometimes I'll come in here, I'll tell you what, ready to quit, ready to throw up the towel. Man, I'll tell you what, and the preacher will get up and he'll preach right down my row and give me exactly what I need. Man, I thank God for people in my life that encourage me. You know what the Bible says? just for us to exhort one another. Man, we ought to exhort the brethren. Hey, I tell you what, if you see somebody down and out, you ought to go help them up. If you see somebody else wanting to quit, man, you ought to go talk them out of it. I thought about Job. Man, his wife, the devil, and then in chapter 3, in verse 26, it says, I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came.
That's right.
I thought about, man, a lot of time we'll get in this thing, man, we'll get born again, we'll get on fire for the Lord. Everything's smooth sailing. Well, I tell you what, the church is going good. Man, you're reading your Bible. You're praying. You're on cloud 9. You think, man, nothing can bring me down. Man, you read Job's life. Man, he had all kind of stuff. All kind of goods. A big family. Apparently they was all healthy. Apparently he had a whole lot of servants because there was a whole lot of them that come to him. Everything going good. Man, sometimes as Christians we think everything just ought to go good. We think it ought to be smooth sailing 24/7. But I tell you what, yet trouble came. I thought about the Bible in different places. And you'll see that health, wealth, and prosperity crowd. And I thought about maybe what the Bible said about how it rains on the just and the unjust. And it said the sun shineth on the good and the evil. Hey, just because you're faithful to church, just because you read your Bible every day, just because you pray, that does not mean that trouble is not coming. Because I guarantee it, trouble is coming. And I'm here preaching tonight about not quitting. And I tell you what. And I thought, man, we had a good revival, Brother Kevin. I mean, it seemed like things was going good. And I tell you what, I got to thinking about you. Yet, trouble came. It could have been a lot worse. And I thank the Lord it wasn't. But I tell you what, just because you try to do right does not mean that you're exempt from trouble. And I'm afraid, as Christian folk,
that's good preaching. Yeah.
We'll get it in our head that storms ain't going to blow through.
Yeah.
And then when they do, if we read our Bible, we know that tribulation and heartaches are coming.
Yeah.
It's life. Yeah. I wish it wasn't, honestly. I know it's hard. And I tell you what happens to Christians. Trouble comes, and we think, man, God, I've done all of this.
Yes.
Job was a perfect man, eschewed evil, lived right, and trouble came.
Yeah.
And we'll say, Lord, I've done everything right. Man, I've lived by the book. Man, I pray and I study. And trouble comes, I'm ready to quit. I thought, man, we want to quit sometimes when trouble comes. Thought about Elijah.
Yes.
I'm preaching about when trouble came, man. Man, Elijah. Man, he went up against the prophet of Baal. You know the story.
Yeah,
he was so sure. I got thinking about Brother Kevin say, fully persuaded. Don't you think in that moment, in that moment, whenever he went up against the prophets of Baal and he says, hey, he mocked them. He said, hey, do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
And man, I tell you what, when it come his turn, he said, I tell you what to do. Go get some water and pour on that thing. Because he was so sure. He was so sure in that moment that the fire was going to fall. And the fire fell. And he saw it. Man, you think after that he wouldn't be ready to give up? And I tell you what, you turn over in the very next chapter and Jezebel come along and she said, "Hey, you killed all my prophets. Hey, tomorrow you're going to be as one of them." I thought, you know what? You know why we want to quit sometimes? Because we're threatened. We're threatened. You have to give me just a minute.
Mind the Lord, brother. God help my brother.
Because they're threatened. Man, I got to thinking about the devil. Man, about him whispering threatenings in your ear. I got thinking about, man, I got to thinking about the Lord calling me to preach. And man, maybe I felt threatened. You know what? I thought, man, I'm going to get up in front of everybody and I'm going to pour my heart out. And they're going to laugh and make fun and scoff. And maybe I felt threatened. Hey, I thought maybe you're threatened for your life. Maybe you feel threatened. Hey, maybe you think, man, if I stand up for the cause of Christ, hey, maybe there's going to be people that don't like it. Hey, man, maybe they're going to come after you. Maybe they're going to threaten your life. And I tell you what, Elijah, like I said, man, seen whatever he said, seen, and then he wanted to quit.
Yeah. Good preaching.
And then I thought he felt threatened, and then he felt alone.
Yes.
You know why we want to quit sometimes?
Yes, sir.
You're feel like right. We're the only ones.
Yeah.
You can ask my wife. I'm an introvert. I pretty much like to keep to myself. I mean, I talk to people, don't get me wrong, but I don't have to talk to nobody every day. I can go in the shop and work. Don't bother me to be by myself for hours. But I tell you what, there is times, Brother Creston, I'll think, Lord, I'm feeling awful down and out. Creston Burke will call.
Hey, oh yes.
I thought, man, I've never met a happier man than Creston Burke.
Thank God. Hey.
He'll call, man, he just fired up.
Hey.
Hey, brother.
Man. That's right.
Sometimes we get to feeling alone.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, look around. Man, there's a whole church. Hey, the Lord come by. He told Elijah. Man, I tell you what, there's all these things. Earthquakes and fires. Man, I tell you what, you can look around at these other churches. And man, they'll put on a big show. Man, there'll be earthquake and fires. And I tell you what happens when you leave that place. You're still all alone. And man, I thought about Elijah feeling all alone. Man, I tell you what, look around tonight, church. Man, I tell you what, if you ever get to feeling all alone, call Matt Garrett. Well, I tell you what, I can one-up you. You ever get to feeling all alone, call on Jesus. He felt threatened and alone. Man, we want to quit sometimes because we get to thinking we're alone. The Lord told Elijah, he said, there's 7,000. 7,000. I got to thinking about Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go from the get-go. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. He told him what to do. He quit before he started. I can relate with Jonah.
Me too.
I can. I sat in the church house. I'd go home. The Lord would come by and visit me. And I've told it before. At first, maybe it was just, you know, real silent in the back of my mind. Preach. I'd say, "No, Lord, I quit before I started." Yeah. Then it got to where it was a little rougher, Brother Delmer. I'd come to church. I felt like the preacher was preaching on me all the time. I'd say, "No, Lord." Then I got to where I'd try to read my Bible. Everywhere I turn, it's the same thing. I'd say, "No, Lord." That's how Jonah was. He quit before he started. And I think, man, that's how a lot of us are. Hey, we'll quit before we even start. Hey, I tell you what, the Lord will lay a song on your heart. The Lord will tell you to testify. Man, you'll come to church. You already have the answer in your heart before you walk in the doors. Quit before you started. Boy, I tell you what. I'm glad. Man, I'm glad one day I just surrendered. Man, I told the Lord I couldn't do it. And I can on my own. But boy, I tell you what, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. Man, whenever you get in this place, whenever I'm in the garage, whenever I'm studying for a message, and man, and the Lord shows up, there's nothing better in my opinion. Man, I tell you what, you can search the world over. Hey, you can have all the finer things in life. You can have all the money in the world. But I tell you what, there's nothing better than when the Lord shows up. And a lot of times, we quit before He even gets here. We quit before we start. I thought about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, he's sort of like these others. I mean, I tell you what, was still in the womb and leaping. And the Lord says there wasn't a greater man than John the Baptist. And I'll tell you what happened. Trouble came. I'm just going to flip over there and read it. Matthew chapter 11. And it says, this is John the Baptist speaking. He said, "And said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" You know what John the Baptist was asking him? Are you the way? And I'll tell you why we want to quit sometimes. Because we question whether this is right or not. Lord, is this the way? Is this the right way? I'm in flesh and blood too. And I've heard preachers say that they can come in and they don't know what to preach. But I tell you what, I know to preach what the Lord gives me, but I know I can preach to you because I live in the same body of flesh and sin that you live in. I have the same issues have the same problems, and I want to quit sometimes too. And I've seen all these things, and I've seen the Lord work, and I've seen the Lord meet with us, and the Lord's come by and helped me preach when I thought I couldn't. And the Lord's come by in our church and met with us. And some things that, supernatural things. Supernatural. And then you know what I do? I want to quit sometimes and I'll think, Lord, is this the right way? And that's what John the Baptist was doing. Oh, man, sometimes we want to quit. We don't know if it's the right way. I like what the Lord told him. It says, go and show John again those things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whoever shall not be offended in me. And I'm telling you tonight, church, why would we quit? Why would we quit? Philippians chapter 4.
Oh, yeah.
Philippians chapter 4. And the Bible says in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, the God of peace shall be with you. And I thought, you know what we ought to do? And we want to quit sometimes. And I said, I like what he says. Think on these things. I like to start thinking about what the Lord's done for me. He saved my soul. I don't have to go to hell.
Praise God. Thank God.
An eternity in hell. Why would we want to quit? Why would we want to quit? Think on these things. I got to thinking another reason we ought not want to quit is because of the lost. And if we ever want to quit, we ought to look around. The field's white. They ought to motivate us. I thought about a story Brother Kevin told one time. I got to thinking about it today as I was studying about Florence Chadwick. I think that's her name. And she was going to swim, I believe it was 26 miles from the coast to these islands. And I thought, man, she started swimming. Brother Kevin's told this story in this pulpit. And she started swimming that day. She was doing real good. And then all of a sudden, the clouds rolled in. The rains rolled in. And a thick, heavy fog settled in. I thought, man, that's how all these people I'm talking about, man, that's how it is. Man, things are going good. Smooth sailing. And then trouble comes. I thought, man, that's how this woman was. Had to hammer down. And then the fog set in.
Yes.
Said she couldn't go no more. They got her in the boat.
Yeah, brother.
I reckon it cleared up and she figured out where she was. 1 mile.
Yep. 1 mile, brother. Yes, sir.
1 mile. And she would have been there. And I thought tonight, church, why would you want to quit? Man, we can read the Bible and we know. Man, it's the last days. Man, I'm not a date setter. But I tell you what, if we read the Bible, man, we can realize, we can look at the times. Man, perilous times will come. Man, you can just do a search on the last days and read it. Man, we're in the last days. We probably got less than a mile to go. Said she did it again. Same scenario. But she said she memorized the shoreline.
That's right.
And the next time she swam, when them storms rolled in and them clouds and that thick fog, hey, she knew. Man, she just had that shoreline on her mind and she made it all the way. And I thought tonight, church, man, we're too close to quit now. Why would you want to quit?
Amen.
I feel like I've cleared my heart tonight. And I'm going to say, if somebody wants to come play a song, I'm going to say the altar's open. If you need to pray, you come and pray.